Hey, let's do a paragraph on Joe. First name Joe, J-O-E. Last name L-A-N-G-S-T-O-N. Langston, 70-year-old gentleman, diagnosed with a pelvic abscess. Patient was antibiotics early on. He did not respond to the antibiotics. Subsequently, the abscess was hiding a mass to be a metastatic adenocarcinoma of colorectal primary, period. The paragraph, he did have a colonoscopy that confirmed the adenocarcinoma arising in the background of villous adenoma in the cecum, period. Subsequently, patient has undergone tumor resection. Let's see. No. Subsequently, patient's tumor was noted to invade the adipose tissue into the terminal ileum that measures 3.5 centimeter, where, and a secondary tumor which measured 3.4 centimeter, period. Patient did have partial colectomy. Unfortunately, the margins were still positive for adenocarcinoma, period. Patient has had a history of deep vein thrombosis postoperatively. Subsequently, a portacath was placed. A PET scan was done to get patients started on chemotherapy, a cycle one of chemotherapy, one FOL/Avastin, A-V-A-A-S-T-I-N, was in 2018, period. Subsequently, he's finished numerous cycles of chemotherapy between 2018, 2019, and 2020, period. New paragraph. On or about June of 2021, he wasn't feeling very well. He had a CT scan done for follow-up. There appeared to be a right upper lobe lesion, which was noted. Subsequently, patient had a PET scan and a biopsy, which proved to be malignancy, as was initially thought, period. New paragraph, he was started on chemotherapy in December of 2021 and second cycle in January of 2022, but he's developed severe diarrhea, weight loss, nausea, vomiting, and for this reason, the chemotherapy has been discontinued at this time. His recent blood work is stable currently, except for low albumin of 3.2 because of not eating, and a total protein of 4.5. Period. At the last office visit, it was decided that the patient no longer wanted to proceed with chemo or radiation therapy at this time. Oh, subsequent for workup has shown patient not to only have lung metastasis, but liver metastasis. Patient is given a chemo holiday because of diarrhea, stomatitis, and other issues, but subsequently patient has decided against any chemo radiation therapy. For this reason, patient has been referred and admitted to hospice currently, period. Patient is awake, somewhat confused from time to time, has protein, calorie, malnutrition, decreased weight. The cancer appears to be quite aggressive in its movement and metastatic process. For this reason, patient is expected to be less than 6 months and most likely has less than, and there is very hospice appropriate, period. New paragraph, patient also requires pain medication around the clock which the nurse will be able to provide for patient during his hospice care. Thank you.